This is Jim Field.
And Stacey Linfer.
And this is your Nishna Valley for the first weekend in November. We're moving closer and closer to those holiday weekends, aren't we?
Yes, we are.
And holidays are kind of on the weekends this year.
They are, aren't they?
Of course, you know where Thanksgiving is.
Thursday.
Yeah.
Always.
Because it always is. Christmas and New Year's Day, though, are on Sundays this year. So a little bit different for those who are used to all that. I guess some people are probably sitting at home thinking, what? That's not fair. How come I don't get a three-day weekend? Well, I'm kind of expecting a lot of folks will probably end up getting Monday off,
yeah.
As well, so it shouldn't be too terribly bad. It's better than, like, Wednesday. I always thought when Christmas falls on a Wednesday, that's kind of the worst.
Yeah, you have to go back for just like that 1 or 2 days.
Well, it's hard, and it's hard as employers, too, to really kind of consider, okay, well, how can I make this work for my staff and stuff, too, because they're going to want time. And it's so difficult. So it's always kind of nice. Doesn't matter if it's before or after, but it's nice when those particular holidays fall closer to the weekend.
Yeah.
That way you can kind of justify some extra time like that. But that's down the road.
Yes.
Let's not get too caught up in those holidays quite yet, even though did have a little bit of taste of winter here this week.
We did, yeah.
What was that?
Awful. It was awful. Seeing all that snow, at least it didn't stick around. But
I actually was driving around here in Atlantic the other day, and I saw a couple of snowmen.
No, you didn't.
I did. They were small. They weren't very big, but some people actually... Well, it was heavy, wet snow.
Oh.
There wasn't much of it, but it was heavy, wet snow. So I guess if you scooped up all the snow in your yard, you could make a little tiny mini snowman.
Huh.
Yeah. And that was like the day after. So it was still kind of hanging around out there.
Yeah.
Yeah, Wednesday was quite a shocker. What a rotten weather day Wednesday was.
First, all that rain, and then... The snow and cold.
Yeah, the rain was heavy enough. And then all of a sudden it starts turning into ice pellets. Then gigantic snowflakes.
Yeah, that was huge.
Just giant snowflakes. We even kind of goofed around on our website here at KJN. Mm-hmm. Took a picture out the front door and you can kind of see the snow on the ground and the snowflakes falling because they're so big.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like seriously, snow on November 2nd? How can that be? But,
it's been done before.
Yeah, well, remember, it was just 20 years ago that we had that big Halloween ice storm.
Yeah.
So we just passed that 20-year anniversary.
Wow.
And, that was a rotten, awful time. We've already talked about that. But
yeah.
I don't want to talk about that anymore,
quite
frankly. But, it's just things, it's November. It's Iowa. I don't expect that on November 2nd, maybe the 22nd. But on 2nd, you really don't want to see the snow all that much.
No.
But. It happens, obviously, and we got a little taste of that. So just so you know, sometimes when you do a little taste test, sometimes you don't like it. I didn't like it.
I didn't like it either, no.
Didn't like it. So we don't need any more of that kind of stuff.
I can wait another month or so.
A month? I could wait about 6.
Well, yeah, but...
if we could figure out a way to make it snow while it was 65 degrees outside, I think I'd be okay with that.
I could handle it.
But no, cold and snow, I don't like that together. That's
me
a bad
either.
Combination. Don't like it. Just don't like it. So let's change it. One thing we're going to have to change this week.
Our clocks.
The clocks this weekend get changed. And it is this weekend, this particular weekend. Do you get up at 2 a.m. on Sunday to change your clocks?
No.
Oh.
I do before I go to bed.
I thought you were the one person that actually did that.
No.
No chance.
Not so much.
When I'm done, I'm done.
I can't make it past midnight.
I know. Well, this weekend, now, if you're listening on the Saturday evening program, make sure you do that before you go to bed tonight. If you're listening now to the Sunday morning re-airing of this program, well, then...
Hope you got up in time.
Yeah, I'm surprised you caught us, because, I figured you'd be late, because you'll be late for everything. Well, actually, you'll be early for
everything.
I guess, this today. So, but yeah, it's 2 a.m. Sunday morning, November 6th, is when you have to set your clocks back 1 hour as we go back to Central Standard Time. So... that comes into effect now. We can finally wave goodbye to daylight saving time and enough of that stuff. But it's going to get a little bit lighter out now in the morning, and it'll be dark by the time you go home from work.
Yeah, I don't like that.
It kind of is now anyway, almost. There's not much time after work
anyway. No, there's not.
It just seems awkward, though, after daylight, after you go back to standard time, and you turn those clocks back in the fall. It just, especially since in the last few years, since they've moved it back a little bit further, now it's in November instead of October, but it just seems odd because it's the first few weeks. You know, you leave work at, say, 5 o'clock-ish, and you get home, and it's dark already.
I know. I don't like that.
And it just feels like,
your night's over.
I know.
Like, you get home, it's like...
It just does.
Wow.
For the first couple of weeks or so, while you're trying to get used to it, it's just, everything seems just odd. It's just, all right, well, this was fun. Is it time to go to bed yet?
Cause basically, yeah.
You know, it's, gee whiz, it just seems like it's so, you know, so late. And some people get all excited about that extra hour's sleep. I suppose that's you.
Why wouldn't I? But at this point.
But it's the weekend. I never understand that. People say, oh, I get an extra hour of sleep. It's the weekend. You can sleep as long as you want anyway, unless you work for the weekend.
Yeah.
But, you know, what makes a difference? But, yeah, I know some people get all excited about the extra hour of sleep and stuff. For me, I just pretty much get up an hour earlier.
Oh, yeah.
Because the body gets up when it gets up, and that's just kind of the way it is. But, yeah, it's kind of awkward to get used to those kinds of things at first. So, good luck with it. But do change those clocks. Make sure you drop them back. Otherwise, you're going to be way early for yeah. stuff on Sunday. Now, for some people, they might benefit from being an hour early to church. But for other people, that might be a nuisance, getting there an hour early and wondering, where is everybody?
Yeah.
What happened this morning? So make sure you do that. And how long does it take you each year?
Do you get used to it?
No, to turn all your clocks back. What's the latest point in time that after you were supposed to have changed it back before you stop running into clocks that, oh, darn, I forgot to change that one?
I don't know. We don't really have too many. I can think of, like, we have maybe one wall clock and I guess one alarm clock and the microwave. Everything else I think kind of does on its own.
Watches.
I guess. I don't wear watches too often, so that could be the while on that one.
I don't know how it is with women. I think women tend to have more watches than men because they get a lot of watches that'll match different outfits mm-hmm. and things, and that's got to kind of be a hassle because you could spend all day doing that, but that'd be like working in a clock shop.
Yeah.
But, I just have basically the one watch, so that's pretty easy. It's the one in the car sometimes.
Oh, yeah, that's true. I forgot about that one.
Yeah, there's some folks that I've run into that when it comes time to change the clocks forward and back, they just don't bother in the car because they've never figured out how to do it.
Yeah.
Although some of them are fairly easy. The one I have now, the car I have now, is fairly easy to change the clock, so it's not that big a deal. Once I figured out how to do it, it was fairly easy.
Yeah.
Some of them are really, it's kind of difficult.
Hmm.
I had a car once where I needed to get a little paper clip to change it.
Oh, yeah, I remember that.
Yeah, because there was just this little tiny
hole.
Why
even make it like that?
Yeah, the button was sunk in inside this little hole so you don't hit it accidentally, but you kind of had to get a paper clip and bend it mm-hmm. open so you had something to stick in there to actually change it, and then you changed it 1 minute at a time. And then if it accidentally registered twice when you got to where you wanted to be and you're a perfectionist.
You had to go all the way around again.
I
would have just left it.
All the way around. I hate when that happens. So, yeah, some of the clocks in the cars can be a little bit difficult.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I think it's usually within about a week, I've noticed just about everything. I don't, you know, like most people, I don't necessarily go into every room in the house every day. Sometimes
yeah.
it'll be weeks before I go into some of the rooms, you know, like a spare bedroom or something
well, yeah.
you just don't go into. But all of a sudden you look and you realize, oh, we didn't change that clock back. So sometimes it takes a little bit of time to get them all. But do get the important ones at least
yeah,
this weekend.
The main one you use.
Make sure you're on time. Got to make that change, all right? Especially hard to remember because it's, like I said, they moved it back a few years ago into November now instead of October. So make sure you remember all that stuff. Because you don't want to be too early for some things. Now, some of these things we're going to tell you about, early might not be the worst thing in the world.
No, you'd be first in line.
Oh, for some good food, as a matter
yeah.
of fact. A lot of good food stuff I see here in front of us this weekend.
Mm-hmm.
What you got?
Well, in Griswold, the Griswold United Methodist Church, their annual fall dinner is on November 6th. That's from 11:30 to 1:30. And they will be serving roast turkey, dressing, ham balls, mashed potatoes and gravy, corn, green beans, assorted salads, rolls, and assorted pies and cakes. It's $8.50 for adults, and then $4 for kids 5 through 10, and kids under 5 are free. They do have carryouts available. You can call the church. Carryouts are $9 for adults, $4.50 for kids 5 through 10, and kids under 5 are free. Also in Griswold, the community school is presenting The Music Man on November 6th, and that starts at 2 in the auditorium. Semper Fi U.S. Marine Corps birthday reunion is on November 6th. That's from 1 to 5, and that will be held at the Exira American Legion building. And it's only for Marines and Navy Corpsmen of all ages. A Peace United Church of Christ in Walnut, they're having their annual roast beef dinner. That's on November 6th from 11:30 to 1:30. It's $8 for adults and $3 for children 6 through 10, and then children 5 and under are free. Over in Audubon, the Assembly of God, they're going to have old gospel music. and chicken and dumpling soup supper and bake sale. That's also on November 6th, and it's for a free will donation, and that starts at 6. Share Iowa has a Thanksgiving meal that can be purchased for yourself or as a club or organization for handing out to families in need. The meal includes a 10 to 12 pound turkey, stuffing, potatoes and gravy, rolls, sweet potatoes, celery, oranges, and apples. It's $28 per package, and there's no limit to the number you can order. You can pick those up on November 19th between 9 and 9:30 at the Catholic Parish Center. And they're just asking that you put your orders in with payment by November 7th at noon. You can call Sue at 203-9394, or you can also order online at shareiowa.org. The Atlantic Rotary Club, they're having their annual Salute to Veterans program. That's on November 8th at the Heritage House in Atlantic. Veterans from Atlantic are invited to attend the program, and that will also include a free meal. The program will be at the Heritage House in Atlantic from noon to 1. Sergeant First Class Joe Lucian, a rifle platoon sergeant who just returned from Afghanistan in July, will be the featured speaker. Those wishing to attend need to contact Rick Burns at 249-7435. That's the Atlantic Rotary Club annual Salute to Veterans program on November 8th at the Heritage House in Atlantic. Elections are coming up for the city election and special county supervisor District 2 elections. That's on November 8th. Atlantic polling centers for Ward 1, 4, and 5 are open from noon to close at 8. And Atlantic polling centers for Ward 2, Grove 2 Township, and Ward 3 open from 7 a.m. and close at 9 p.m. because a special county election for Supervisor District 2 is being conducted at these two voting centers along with the regular city election, while polling centers for all other Cass County cities open from noon to close at 8. St. John's Lutheran Church in Audubon, they're having a soup supper and country store. It's from 5 to 7 on November 10th. The cost for that is $7 for adults and $4 for children 5 through 12, and preschoolers are free. Taking the Hill, a documentary film made especially for Vietnam veterans through today's veterans from Iraq, Pakistan, and Afghanistan, will be shown on November 11th at the Methodist Church Fellowship Hall at 6:30. Light refreshments will be served during the program and is free. It's open to all veterans and their families, and they do have child care provided. If you want to learn more about the film, you can go to their website at takingthehillthefilm.com. If you're interested in taking part or wanting more information to help with the event, you can call Alan Stark at 254-9078. The community is invited to a Veterans Day program at the Griswold Middle School and High School Auditorium on November 11th at 7 p.m. All area veterans and spouses, family members of those who are currently serving, and families of deceased veterans will be honored. This year's guest speaker is Major Justin Wagner with the Air National Guard in Sioux City, Iowa. Following the program, everyone is invited to the cafeteria for desserts and fellowship. There will also be cards available to sign that will be sent to those who are currently serving in the military. In conjunction with the Veterans Day program, they're conducting a cleaning supplies paper product benefit drive for the homeless veterans. Donations can be dropped off anytime between now and Veterans Day program. Collection sites are at the Elliott Elementary and the Lewis Elementary, and then the Middle School High School Auditorium in Griswold. Any questions, you can contact Ivan Lynch at 778-2154. That's the Veterans Day program at the Griswold Middle School High School Auditorium on November 11th at 7. The Griswold Student Council, they're sponsoring a Red Cross blood drive. That's on November 11th from 8:30 to 2:30, and they will hold that in the middle school gym. Operation Barnabas Atlantic Chapter is saying thank you to our local veterans on Veterans Day, November 11th. All local veterans are invited to the Fellowship Hall at the Zion Lutheran Church at 9th and Oak Streets in Atlantic. They'll have coffee and snacks from 2 to 6. And the chapter members will be present to say thank you and to provide information about Operation Barnabas and their mission. Community members who are interested in Operation Barnabas are encouraged to attend a thank you coffee as well. At St. Mary's Catholic Church in Avoca, they're having their fall dinner and bake sale on November 13th from 11 to 1:30. They'll be serving Staley's chicken, homegrown sweet corn, homemade mashed potatoes, salads, and desserts. A benefit for Grant Strachey will be held on November 13th from 11 to 2. And they'll have lunch served with a silent auction and a live auction to follow at the Miller Memorial Hall. A silent and live auction items can be dropped off at the Calvary Baptist Church in Manning or at the Thompson Strachey Implement in Manila. Donations can be dropped off for mail to First National Bank in Manning and made payable to the Cavalry Baptist FBO Grant Strachey Benefit. Any questions, you can call Dixie at 782-3563. The Exire Masons Veterans Day Breakfast will be held on November 13th, and that's from 8:30 to 12:30 at the Brayton Town Hall. They will be serving pancakes, eggs, sausage, French toast. That's all for a free will donation. And the proceeds from that will go to the Brayton, Exira, and Elkhorn Legion posts.
Lots of stuff there going on. Boy. And I do have a pretty good stack here in front of me, too. Let's go ahead and take a short break, and we'll be back to tell you more in just a moment.
Rachel Hansen, occupational therapist at Cache County Memorial Hospital.
Generally, occupational therapy focuses specifically on hand and wrist and elbow injuries, while physical therapy addresses the back and lower body issues, any kind of leg, hip fractures, knee problems, etc. And physical therapy often works with a patient's mobility, their ability to transfer and ambulate, while occupational therapy would focus more on the patient's everyday tasks, such as dressing and bathing, preparing meals, things like that. And occupational therapy also tends to work a little bit more with cognitive issues, testing for cognitive decline and whether a patient is able to function safely on their own at home or if they would benefit from having more supervision. We complete safety evaluations in patients' homes to make recommendations so they can increase their safety and reduce their fall risk. There's a lot of areas where we overlap, but there's a lot of differences in what our goals are too. So
again, that's Rachel Hansen, occupational therapist at Cass County Memorial Hospital.
Okay, more stuff here coming up. Yet even this weekend, as a matter of fact, some things going on here yet. The Adair United Methodist Church is having its fall dinner and harvest sale this Sunday, November 6th, at the Adair Community Center. They'll be serving at 11 a.m. with an auction at 1 p.m. The menu includes a Windsor chop, baked potato, vegetable, salad bar, and pie. Adults are $9, children 12 and under $5, and preschoolers can eat free. Carryouts are available as well. Just call the community center telephone number to order those. That's the Adair United Methodist Church Fall Dinner and Harvest Sale this Sunday, November 6th. They'll be serving at 11, and the auction is at 1 at the Adair Community Center. Lots of stuff there. Also coming up on Monday, November the 7th, Griswold will be hosting a community meeting. What for? Well, to talk about community, I guess. It's at the Griswold Community Building. Where else would it be? They're going to have a meeting Monday evening at 6 p.m. And what they're asking is just for folks in the Griswold community to sit down and visit a little bit about the future. Apparently, they want to do a little bit of advanced planning. Whether you're a business person or just someone who lives in the community who's interested in the future, and well, I guess you all should be, they want to know more about how to help Griswold grow or what kind of community events and celebrations and things folks are interested in. They just want to do a little brainstorming. So, again, 6 o'clock this Monday, November the 7th, at the Griswold Community Building for folks who are interested in doing that, who live in that community. Now, also coming up here very soon, this Sunday, as a matter of fact, this weekend, Sunday, November 6th, the Harlan Community Band Parents will host their 43rd annual Band Smorgasbord and Bake Sale. That'll be at the Harlan Community High School cafeteria from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Takeouts will be available as well. The menu will include spaghetti with red and white sauces, breadsticks, salad, dessert, and a beverage. They'll have music beginning at 11 a.m. in the auditorium as well, provided by the different band groups in the Harlan Community School District. And the proceeds will help to sponsor band activities and maintain not just the equipment, but also the uniforms as well. $9 for adults, $5 for children 12 years and younger is the cost for that meal. Also coming up on Monday, November the 7th, the Community of Elkhorn will be sponsoring an American Red Cross Blood Mobile Drive from 8 a.m. to 2 p.m. That's at the Exira EHK Schools. Walk-ins are welcome and obviously always needed. Contact Barb Peterson at 712-764-7982 to make a scheduled appointment. But otherwise, they'd love to see you there as a walk-in, too. They need as many folks as they can. And let's see, election night coming up on Tuesday, November the 8th. So they're having an election night pancake supper at the Cumberland Community Club. The Cumberland Community Club is the sponsor. It's at the Cumberland Community Center. They'll be serving at 5 p.m. asking for your free will donation. That's a pancake supper this Tuesday, November the 8th at the Cumberland Community Center. And let me see, what else do we have? You talked a little bit about veterans stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Because, of course, this coming Friday is Veterans Day. 11-11-11. It's a special Veterans Day. So it's a once-a-century kind of Veterans Day. So hope you take the time to thank a veteran and say something, you know. Give them their due, too, for helping us stay the way we are here. And a lot of folks are celebrating a little bit in different ways. The Oneida American Legion Post, number 210, will be holding their annual Veterans Day Supper this coming Friday, November the 11th. Veterans and their families are invited to gather at the Legion Hall in Oneida at 6 p.m. The meal begins at 6:30, and it'll be provided by the Oneida Legion and Auxiliary. There'll be a short program following the meal, and flags will be dedicated as well again this year. So that's coming up this Friday on Veterans Day, November the 11th, and that'll be at 6 p.m. They'll open up the doors, meal at 6:30 at the Oneida Legion Hall. So they hope to have a good crowd there for that. Also, the Shelby County Post 941 Veterans of Foreign Wars and Ladies Auxiliary will be sponsoring an annual Veterans Day breakfast, and that'll be on Sunday, November the 13th. That'll be from 7 a.m. until noon at the Veterans Memorial Building in Harlan. Free will donation is what they ask for at the door, and it is open to the public. So, again, they hope to have a nice crowd there for that event. Also, have you helped out at all yet? The American Motel in Elkhorn is sponsoring their event to try to put some care packages together, as they call it American Cares. It's Operation Care Pack. They're putting together all kinds of different types of things. It might be food, snacks, beverage-type items. It might be toiletries, other miscellaneous items that might help them, guys and gals who are overseas, to kind of pass the time and what have you. But they've been taking donations for the last few weeks, and they're taking donations here up until Friday. Because then on Friday, on Veterans Day, starting at 4:30, they're going to be putting them all together in boxes to send these care packages overseas. So still looking for items. They're still looking for monetary donations to help offset the cost of shipping these packages as well. Cost $13 to send each box over. And, you know, they look to have a lot of different types of things there, too. So hope you have a chance to help them out. And they're also looking for volunteers to help put those care packages together. So if you want to help out, that's coming up on Veterans Day, November the 11th. Got to do it that early to make sure they get there by the holidays. It takes a little bit of time. A few other things going on here on Sunday, November 13th. Casey's annual Fall Harvest Bazaar dinner and auction will be held at the Casey United Methodist Church. The bazaar at 10:30, dinner from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m., and then they have an auction starting at 1 o'clock. Now, the menu includes ham balls, beef and noodles, mashed potatoes, vegetable roll, desserts, and drink. Carryouts are also available. The cost is $8.50 for adults, $4.50 for children 12 and under, and preschoolers can eat free. And again, that's the Casey Annual Fall Harvest Bazaar Dinner and Auction, Sunday, November 13th at the Casey United Methodist Church. Also, the Messina Baptist Church will be holding a Harvest Supper, and that'll be on Friday, November the 18th at 6 p.m. It's free of charge. There's no charge for that. And there'll be a short music program there at the meal as well. That's at the Messina Baptist Church on November the 18th. And let's see, these are just kind of random, but a couple of other random things here, too. In Corning, the PTO Fall Craft Fair is coming up on November the 12th. That's next Saturday, 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. at the Corning Elementary and Activity Center. It's just $1 to get in. They have a soup lunch for $3. All kinds of different things. This is kind of for the girls. All kinds of different types of vendors and stuff to pick up some things. There'll be door prizes. There might even be a few Christmas gifts you can find there, too. Also, on Sunday, November 13th, they will be at the Central Church of Christ in Griswold. They'll just kind of reminisce, sing some old-fashioned hymns, and everyone's welcome. That's at 3 o'clock in the afternoon, Sunday, November 13th, at the Central Church of Christ in Griswold. Also, the Minden United Church of Christ is having a church sale on Sunday, November 20th. They'll have dinner from 11 to 1, and then an auction at 12:30. It's a pasta dinner, and the meal is just $5. Five and under can come for free, and everyone is welcome at the Minden United Church of Christ. They're sponsoring. It's at the Minden Community Halls where that's located. That's Sunday, November the 20th. And one other thing to throw in, too, Deck the Agra Hall coming up quicker than we know, November 19th and 20th, and they're still looking for folks who want to get involved in that as well. So that's coming up at the fairgrounds in Audubon. It's a joint fundraiser, including a Christmas tree walk and a display of holiday collections with a variety of food choices as well. And it's the Friends of the Fair and the ISU Extension and Outreach are the ones planning the 7th annual event. You can contact the Audubon County ISU Extension Office at 563-4239 by November 9th if you would like to register to be a part of that particular program. All right, I think I've gotten through all the stuff I have here. You got birthdays?
I do. The family of Arlene Reapy would like to honor her with a card shower to celebrate her 95th birthday. That's on November 12th. You can send her a card to wish her a happy birthday at 106 Harrison Street in Griswold. That's 51535. Happy birthday to Arlene Reapy, celebrating her 95th birthday on November 12th. Over at the Friendship Home in Audubon, we had a birthday on Saturday. Happy birthday to Lorraine Larson on November 5th. And coming up, happy birthday to Eileen Jensen on November 10th. At the Salem Lutheran Home, happy birthday to Ruth Thompson on November 7th. Happy birthday to Marianne Mathieson on November 11th. And happy birthday to Billy Marples on November 12th. So hope everybody has a happy birthday.
A lot of birthdays there. Yeah. It's a good time of the year for birthdays. You don't want to get too close to the Christmas season with your birthday.
Too close to the Christmas?
Yeah, because then you lose out on gifts. People think, well, I'll just give them one gift. That'll suffice for birthday
and
for Christmas.
Yeah, because Christmas is right around the corner. Yeah, I can see that.
You got all that stuff. It's nice to spread the birthdays out. I know people don't think about that when they're planning families and stuff.
Yeah.
But it's kind of nice to have the birthdays and the family spread out a little bit.
Yeah.
Because otherwise it seems like you're always buying gifts at certain times of the year. That's kind of the way
it works.
Yeah,
some months can be expensive.
Well, that's the way it kind of works in our family. I mean, we have a lot of birthdays in February.
Oh, really?
And it seems like most of the birthdays are in the first half of the year. So we kind of get that out of the way, and then there's the lull.
A lull, yeah.
Which I guess is good, because then we get to build up the reserves again to get ready to go out and attack the stores once again to buy Christmas gifts and things. So, all right. I have one anniversary here as well. It's a 50th wedding anniversary wish for Ray and Karen Underwood of Griswold. They'll be celebrating their 50th wedding anniversary on November the 12th. They were married at the United Church of Christ south of Lyman. You know that church, don't you?
I sure do. I know Karen, too.
That was back on November 12th of 1961. So, going to be celebrating their 50th wedding anniversary coming up on November the 12th. And the family is planning a card shower, which is something easy for you to participate in. So, if you would like to send a card to Ray and Karen Underwood of Griswold, their address is 69049. Did you get all that? 69049 Lyman Street, Griswold, Iowa, 51535. So congratulations to the Underwoods on their 50th anniversary. It's kind of hard sometimes. We sit here, people like you and I, neither one of us have been on this earth for 50 years, and we're talking about people spending 50 years together as couples.
Yeah.
It's kind of hard to imagine at our age.
Yeah.
I guess you just kind of have to live through it.
Yeah.
Well, we wish those folks the very best, and again, don't forget to make sure you flip those clocks back an hour before you go to bed here, well, before you get too far into the weekend anyway, make sure you're on time for all your Sunday events, and again, this is coming up, let's just call it Veterans Week.
Okay.
Veterans Day coming up on Friday. So when you run into veterans this week, give them a handshake, give them a salute, give them a wink, just give them some love.
Yeah.
Give them a little love because they deserve it for all that they do to help keep us over the years living the life that we want to live.
Yeah.
We appreciate all the efforts. So happy Veterans Day in advance to all those veterans out there that continue to do what they do for us. That's all the time we have for you this weekend. We do appreciate you, as always, spending a bit of your weekend here with us on the radio. This is Jim Field.
And Stacy Linfer.
And this has been your Nishna Valley.